What's up, everybody? This is Truth, Logic, and Opinions. Truth, Facts, Logic, and Opinions, excuse me. And I'm your host, Aron Bonnier. And if my wife want to chime in, her name Mo, she can. Check this out. Why is nobody taking this shit serious? I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, why nobody is taking this shit serious? The president of the United States admitted to killing people. Yeah, I'm saying it. He killed people. Like, he literally is responsible for people's dying. And nobody is taking it. Everybody taking it because he said he ain't want nobody to panic. So you telling me that you don't want nobody to panic, but you want them to die? Ain't that what that's like, Mo? You telling me that you don't want nobody to panic, but you want them to die, but then at the same time, you creating panic to get reelected.
He should have just told him to wear a mask.
He was even telling people, he wasn't even saying don't wear a mask.
Without creating the panic. Oh,
man. You got to be kidding me. And everybody, and this is a pure example of white privilege. Like, this man killed people. Like, his lack of empathy, his lack of, he killed people. I know it's thousands of people in this country that heard him say and downplay it, and they didn't take it serious, and they went out and got it, and they died. Like, let's just keep it real, man. It seems like everybody I see talk about this situation be talking about it like all calm and all everybody talk about it. You hear everybody talk about it like they all calm and like, you serious?
Yeah, they are.
He responsible for people dying, y'all. Like, murder is the worst crime you could commit. You being the cause of somebody dying is the worst thing you could do. And then I'm watching it when a reporter confronted him about it. He gonna see you, man. Listen, man. Like, let's keep it real, man. Like, he literally tried to bully the reporter, talking about something. You very nice, man. You responsible for people dying. He can ask you anything he want to ask you. And you sitting up there like you, like everything is cool and everything calm and collective. And you just sitting up there like, well, I said I ain't want nobody to panic in it. Like, who you think you fooling, man? Like, you literally are responsible for people dying. Already made videos about blood on your hands from other things you done did. And y'all sitting, and everybody in America sitting around, Nancy Pelosi sitting up there in the House of Representatives talking about vote. No! Bring him up on charges for negligence that caused death.
We would be charged with negligence.
For real, you serious? Is you serious? Like, come on, man. It should be a whole bunch of people filing lawsuits that have family members that died from COVID-19. It should be people filing lawsuits against the American president for negligence, man. And everybody just sitting around, walking around like this, like it's just another Trump. It's just another Trump, like it's just another Trump flaw. Nah.
Another day in Trump's world.
Yeah, no. People dead because of this. Hey, this ain't no joke, man. This ain't about Republican or Democrat, man. Republicans, I know, man, and the people that supposed to be Trump supporters. This man set up at rallies and lied to you time after time again, and you still supporting him?
In your face.
want to talk about cowards? You want to talk about soft people? Like, it seems like Donald Trump can literally do anything and y'all gonna let it go right now.
They say he like Jesus. That's what one man said.
Think about this, though. His actions, like, you could literally, like, you could literally connect his actions with people dying, mo. Like, you could say he did this and this person died because he did this. Like, you could literally say that. Not to count the Walmart shootings. Not to count the mass shootings. Not to count the people in the synagogue getting killed in Pennsylvania. Not to count the soldiers over in Afghanistan with Russian bounties on their head. He still haven't said nothing about it. Like, is y'all serious, America?
He's covered in blood.
Is y'all serious, America? Like, what is he doing for you? Like, what is he doing for your kids? What is he doing for your well-being? For you to support him like this? Like, and one of the main things is, like, he keep talking about, we said this before. And this one argument y'all talking about, y'all like, y'all want to blame other people for y'all heartache and pain. But the only people you need to blame is the people that hire people. You can't hire people. You can't be mad at people that go apply for the job. And the person that work at the job give them the job over you. You're supposed to be mad at the employer. You ain't supposed to be mad at the person that applied for the job, man. Yo, this is serious. Like, Monique, this is really, really, I've never seen America be this stupid. Not everybody as a whole, but y'all know who I'm talking about. I ain't never seen this in my lifetime, man. Like, this is ridiculous, man. Like, this is really ridiculous, man. But y'all supposed to be patriotic. Y'all patriotic, yeah? Yeah? So now Russia our friend now? You patriotic, but Russia our friend now. Is you serious? You patriotic. Are Saudi Arabia our friend now? The people that was responsible for 9-1-1, which is today, was from Saudi Arabia. Now they our friend now? Patriotic Americans? Donald Trump say they our friend. Wow, you patriotic, but you heard what he said about John McCain? You heard what he said about the Gold Star family? But you patriotic? You love the military? Is you serious? Is y'all serious? He let Russia put bounties on soldiers' head, and that shit just got swiped. They still be talking about that today. You want to talk about white privilege? Like, is you serious, man? It's only got to be because he white. And he playing a race card. That's what I want to ask all the Trump supporters. Do you think Trump going to make you rich like him? That's what I want to know. Do you think Trump going to make your life from day to day better? If all the black people and the Mexican people leave America... Y'all gonna be, who you think you gonna be? Who you think you gonna be to the rich people? Who you think, I wanna know who you think you gonna be. Who you always been? Who you always been to them? Somebody that they could use to divide and conquer. Because they policies, they morality ain't up to par. For any decent man to support them. It's just pitiful, man. This is really pitiful, Mo. Like, this is really pitiful. This is embarrassing. As an American, this is embarrassing, man. As an American, somebody that was born here, ancestors built the country. I'm talking, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing for America. I'm just saying, literally, this is embarrassing, man. I'm looking at the deaths, the COVID-19 deaths. I see that we got over 190,000, and Brazil got over 126,000, and then the next country got 71,000. India has 71,000 COVID-19 deaths. They got 1 billion people in India. They got 700 million more people than we do, Mo. And they only got 71,000 deaths. This is deep, man. The place it started at in China ain't even got as many deaths as us. Wow.
It's because their government took over and shut stuff down while we stayed open, traveled, spread that shit, everything.
Because this dude was thinking about being reelected instead of thinking about the well-being of the American people. And then I had one of my friends that's a Trump supporter. Well, a person that was working on my house, and he a Trump supporter. You know, he came over here one day and he literally said these words to me, Mo. It's just like the flu. He said that to me. Tim said that to me. It's just like the flu, man. You don't need to wear no mask. It's just like the flu, man. And this is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. If I did that to Tim, he'd be ready to fight. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I just blatantly lied to him and then he hear me come out. Like, if I tell you that, if I say, yo, I already know that it's somebody in the house that's waiting to kill you. But I seen you in the house anyway, and I tell you, and I tell you, let me see your gun real quick. And then you give me your gun, and then I say, go in the house and get that for me. And you go in there and get it and get killed.
You responsible.
Wow, this shit is deep, man. I'm trying to figure out, man, like, what's going on, man? The police ain't responsible for killing people. Trump ain't responsible for killing people when they action this lead to people being dead and they ain't responsible for the shit all of a sudden. Like, where we at in America right now, man?
Well.
Wow, this is deep, man. This is deep. The way this dude lied. And then he be having the nerve, Mo, to jump defensive and act like he ain't did nothing wrong. Like, his supporters, and he really know these motherfuckers is stupid. Like, he know that for a fact. He knows this. And he play y'all like a fiddle. The same thing with the wall. He had y'all all donate money to build a wall, and they out buying yachts and shit with the money. Ain't putting nothing towards the wall.
And then threw that man up under the bus.
And then his supporters, after he done played y'all, y'all just let him smack y'all and then take it for a grain of salt. But Trump supporters supposed to be big and with their guns and tough. But you let this man smack you around all damn day. He been smacking y'all around for 3.5 years. But y'all supposed to be big and malicious and tough. Oh, but Trump just doing whatever the fuck he want to do to y'all. This shit is deep, man. I'm trying to figure out. The Trump supporter supposed to be tough. The Trump supporter is—they say they tough. They say they this. They say they this. And this man lied to you on the basis, and you don't stand up to him. That ain't tough, man. That's cowardice. That's being gullible. Wow, wow, wow. I'm just saying, I'm not understanding how it's almost like the police kill people and everybody just looking at it like somebody, like it ain't nothing. Donald Trump is responsible for people dying and everybody just looking at it like,
okay.
You know, yeah, like, and the Democrats got the House. I don't care if the Republican Party ain't gonna find them guilty. You supposed to put them on blast. Like right now is the time where you bring Trump up on charges of negligence. All the evidence is in tapes. You don't need nobody to testify. You don't need nobody to testify for this. All the evidence is in tapes. And we have played this shit over and over and over again on national TV. And any Republican ally, they support Trump in the Senate. The ally, they support Trump after that, then they're going to lose their seat. The Democrats, even if you ain't serious about impeaching them, you still should be holding impeachment hearings for him, because it's the right thing to do. Shit, when one of us, that citizens break the law. Last time I checked, Donald Trump, the president, is a citizen. If one of us break the law, y'all don't tell us. Well, he about to. Well, in a couple months, he gonna be gone anyway. You know what I'm saying? In a couple months, I just killed somebody, but in a couple months, since I'm going to be gone, I'm about to move to Jamaica in 3 days. I killed somebody in the United States, but the police catch me and they tell me, well, he going to be gone in 3 days, so we ain't going to even charge him with the body or the murder. We just going to let him be gone. Like, what's up with this, man? What is this? These little girls. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know what's going on, man. Straight up, man. I just had to take my shirt off. This is making me hot. Because I'm just trying to, I just don't understand how this is not worldwide big news, man. Like, this is supposed to be, like, the Democrats supposed to be bringing him up on charges, man, for violating his oath, man, to the American people, man. He's supposed to defend the United States people against enemies, foreign and domestic. The coronavirus is a foreign enemy. It came from outside the country. I'm trying to figure this out, man. I'm calling out Trump supporters, man. That's what I'm doing right now. Like, why y'all supposed to be this big, tough, these big, tough people, whatever y'all call y'allself, y'all be having the guns, y'all be the militia, and y'all letting this dude just smack y'all around left and right. He smacked you. He done took your money that you was donating to him to build a wall. He said he telling you he want to build a wall, but all behind the scenes, he don't really want to build a wall. And he just spending your money on yachts, him and his friends. And y'all just going, and y'all just letting it happen and going for it. But when the pandemic was going on, y'all marched to the courthouses for y'all self not to wear a mask so people could get sick. Now, all y'all, all the militias that went up to Michigan, all them people that was marching the street with the guns because they didn't want to wear a mask, because they didn't want to take the coronavirus serious, all alone, your president took it serious, though. But he telling you not to. He's setting you up to die. And you still with him.
That's what they do.
He set you up to die, and you still with him. What other more way can a man violate another man than death? Let's just keep it real, man. What other way can a man violate another man other than death, man? Come on, man. And people sitting around telling people that don't call because Jemele Hill tweeted something a couple days ago, something talking about if you're a Trump supporter, you're a racist. Y'all can't argue against that no more. Y'all can't argue against that no more, man. This man set y'all up for failure. He set y'all up to die, and y'all still with him. You got to be a racist. You got to be. You're supposed to protect your family at all costs. And this man told you some information that was false. And he lied to you time and time again while people in your family was catching COVID-19 and dying. And you still with him. You a coward. You a coward. You a disgrace. You just like, what's his name from Texas? The one Trump talked about his wife?
The little short dude with the black hair.
Yeah. You're supposed to protect your family at all costs, man. This man put your whole family in danger with his lying and him downplaying the virus. He put your whole family in danger. And you still with him. You a coward. That's how you got to talk to these Trump supporters, because they don't understand nothing else. Because they think they tough. They think they this. This man put your whole family in danger, and you still going to vote for him. You still with him. He let the military, he let Russia put bounties on military soldiers' head, but you say you patriotic, and you still with him. You a coward. All y'all cowards. All y'all suckers. Ain't no other way. No other man could call it no other type of way, man. Ain't no judge worth my daughter dying. Ain't no judge worth my mama dying. Ain't no judge worth my brother dying. What's wrong with y'all, man? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. And even if it was true that he ain't want to tell nobody because he ain't wanting to panic. So you choose somebody not panicking over them dying. That's misjudgment on a whole nother level. Then he told y'all to inject yourself with disinfectant bleach. And some people went and did it and got sick, and some people died from it. And y'all still voting for him. He still got 49% of the white vote. And y'all saying y'all ain't racist. This dude doing everything to hurt you. He doing everything to hurt you, and you still with him. Don't tell me you ain't racist, man. Don't tell me that shit. He doing everything to hurt them, and they still vote for him. They even making up excuse. You ever see how a kid that got a deadbeat dad? He a deadbeat. He don't do nothing for him. He don't do what he got to do or nothing. But if you talk about him to the kid would make say something, to make up something about him, and make up a lie about him just to make the kid feel good and make them feel good about their daddy. That's what this shit is like. It's like this nigga Trump just punched you in your face, and you came down the street and said, "Man, I tripped over the curb and fell into his fist. He ain't hit me." That's what it's like, man. Like, ain't nobody talk about this like they supposed to be. This man literally lied to y'all. Had y'all not wearing masks. How many people that's a Trump supporter that has died from COVID-19? Look up the numbers, man. Because that's how many people he killed. I'm going to say that. Because the people that weren't Trump supporters ain't believe him anyway. But I'm here fighting for the Trump supporter because I'm trying to figure out why a man could do anything to you and you still support him. And you saying, "Don't nobody call me a racist." Like, man, get out of here with that shit, man. Get out of here with that shit. Get out of here with that, man. We know, we see what's going on now, man. Come on, man. Same dude hire all the he got all the Mexicans working at all his hotel. You ever went to a Trump hotel? You ever seen one? There's so many Mexicans working in there, you'll think that shit was the border. You'll think that was customs. But he gonna turn around and tell y'all that they got y'all looking at them sideways because y'all think they taking y'all job. What? He hired them. Why he ain't say, I'm not hiring y'all, I'm only hiring white people? Why he ain't say that? Why he ain't do that? You can't be mad at the Mexican for that shit. You gotta be mad at the employer. What y'all mean? You gotta be mad at the person that hired him. Why you mad at them? Like, come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me, man. Man, this nigga Trump doing them dirty with no Vaseline. Wow, man. This is deep, man. The only jewel, you always hear Trump say, you always hear him say, Mo, you always say, they always say, what you accomplish in your presidency? He say, I did more for black people than any other person. At the same time, look, this is the whole point, right? Like, see, Trump supporters, y'all should be like us. Because Trump try to act like he with us, but then the next day he say, African countries, shithole countries. We ain't dealing with you, dude. Yeah, you get a little 5-6% of us. Yeah, you can do that. But we see what you doing. We heard you telling women to go back to their country. We heard you call Nazis good people. So what you don't understand is, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. But why you being disrespectful? Because some lawmakers came up with the law. You weren't the only one. You weren't the only one that passed new crime laws. Everybody know crack law was 100-1. But it's 18-1 now. That's because of Barack Obama. And it should have been 1-1, but the Republicans had the Senate. That was the first time that it was criminal justice change. And you didn't come up with the criminal justice change bill, dude. And we don't care about you letting a lady out of jail. Her family care about that. Let all of us out of jail. Then we'll care about that. What you mean? Ain't nothing you could do to get a real black person's vote. A person that love their people. Ain't nothing you could do to get their vote. Because you've been too disrespectful. Come on, man. And then he got 49% of the white vote. I seen that on the thing the other day. And y'all still vote for him while he steady doing y'all with no Vaseline. Coming to rallies telling y'all it's a Democratic hoax. Coming to rallies telling y'all it's like the flu. When he on tape all the way back in February saying the shit 5 times worse than the flu. And y'all still sitting around going to vote for him, making up excuses for him. When he put your whole family at risk. He put your daughter. He put your mama. He put your son at risk. He had you out here protesting in the street about masks and it being a shutdown because he downplayed it. And you acting like you tough. Come on, man. Let's keep it real, man. You ain't tough, man. You the same thing Trump is. Y'all the same thing to Trump that Trump is to Putin. A willful, ignorant motherfuckers. Excuse my language, man. But somebody got to tell y'all how it is, man. Y'all in rural America. The people that like to hunt. The people that like to do that. The people in the trailer park that vote for Trump that's poor as hell. The people that's getting Social Security that he trying to cut from you. Come on, man. Let's keep it real, man. He doing y'all dirty and y'all still gullible the same way Putin doing him. Same way Putin doing him. Putin putting bounties on American soldiers' head, and he talking to Putin on the phone 6-7 times after Putin did it, and he ain't asked Putin one time about it. Banned, he first got in office, he banned Muslim countries from coming to the United States. But the country that set it off in the United States was Saudi Arabia. But because he was a prostitute for Saudi Arabia, he ain't banned them. And y'all still with him. Come on, man. They put up a GoFundMe to fund the wall. Y'all putting all y'all hard-earned money in a fund for the wall. And him and his cronies take the money and go buy yachts and shit. And y'all still looking at the shit like he ain't did nothing wrong to y'all. Come on, man. Who the cowards? Who the suckers? Come on, man. It comes a time in a man's life where if he don't stand for nothing, he'll fall for anything. And that's what white America doing right now. I understand. I understand. I could understand y'all if Trump was a racist, but he was really doing for y'all. I can understand y'all messing with him. I can understand y'all that if he backed up everything he said out of his mouth to y'all. I can understand why y'all with him. I wouldn't even have a problem with it. Wow. Wow. Like, he literally is responsible for people dying, man. That's not me saying hyperbole. That's not me stretching the truth. That's not me lying. That's not me giving my opinion. No, this is literally what happened. This is literally what happened. When that take came out from Bar Woodard, every Trump supporter that care about their family was supposed to drop their thing for Trump right then and there. Come on, man. But I'm starting to see y'all care about Trump more than y'all care about y'all daughter. You care about Trump more than you care about your son. You care about Trump more than you care about your kids. Let's keep it real, man. Let's keep it real, man. Oh, when Tim come back over here, y'all. When Tim come over here, oh my God, y'all. I'm gonna have to tape cue for him, because he told me, he was like, man, it ain't no worse than the flu. He told me that. He said he barked Trump words to me, man. It ain't no worse than the flu. That's what he said to me. Wow. If you a man and you got a wife and you got a mama and you got kids and you got daughters and you got sons and you got cousins and you got nieces and you got aunties and you got nephews and you a man and you still gonna vote for this man that put all of them in danger? It's embarrassing, man. As an American, this shit is embarrassing. This shit is really embarrassing as an American. And I don't care what nobody say. This ain't hyperbole, man. His actions led to people dying. Not the people getting sick, but he said out his mouth, it's deadly stuff. It's deadly. It's 5 times worse than the flu. He said that back in February. And after he said that on that tape to that man, he got up on podiums and told all his supporters it was a Democratic hoax. And told all his supporters that it was just like the flu. And told all his supporters not to wear masks. He wasn't wearing no mask. Had his supporters marching in the street with guns on them because they wanted to get their hair done and get a haircut. And he knew it was deadly the whole time. And y'all still acting like y'all with him. This is embarrassing as an American, man. He every poll right now should be Joe Biden 95%. Only it should be 99% to 1%. The only people that supposed to be voting for Trump right now is the rich people. That's it. Come on, man. Let's keep it real, man. Let's keep it real, man. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, man. And the most funny thing about it, Trump was a Democrat. He was a Democrat. And the Republican Party let him infiltrate. Like, Trump is a Democrat. And he came inside of y'all party and tore it all apart. And tore it up. And when he gone, y'all ain't gonna have nothing left. Just like his businesses. It's like we do when this the same way Trump do business. He come and sit and mess it all up and file for bankruptcy. Wow, man. Wow. Wow, this is deep, man. I don't want to hear no more Trump supporters saying they ain't racist. I don't want to hear that. Because you don't have no moral high ground or nothing. All you evangelicals, I don't even want to hear y'all saying that y'all love Jesus. I don't want to hear it, man. Because you ain't got no high ground. You ain't got nothing to say from this. This man put your whole family in danger. To the point where you could not see, to the point where they was going to die. To the point where you got family members, people got family members that died off listening to him. This is not a joke, man. This is not a joke. It's definitely not a joke. If you a man, if you a stand-up man, ain't nowhere in the world you vote for a man that put your whole family at risk. Make it so bad, all Trump supporters right now should be marching to Washington, marching on the White House, and want answers on why he put their family at danger. All y'all should be doing that shit. All y'all. Got y'all thinking Mexicans taking y'all jobs like the Mexicans own the companies that's hiring them. Like, get out of here with that, man. Got y'all thinking they taking y'all jobs like they own the company. They don't own the company. Donald Trump owned the company. He hired them over y'all. He did that. He didn't have to hire them. He owned it. It's his. He didn't have to hire no Mexicans to work in his hotels or at his companies. He chose them over you. He did. That's one of the worst arguments I've ever seen in my life from these people that deal with Trump. They coming over here, the immigrants taking our jobs. What? You gonna blame a person that's looking for employment for something that the employer did. Quit it, y'all. Quit it, man. Please. Please. I'm just saying, Trump supporters, ain't no more. You Trump then took the veil all the way off y'all now. Because if y'all still support him after this, then we know that y'all racist. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Ain't no more. Ain't you don't have no excuse. If you can look me in the eye and tell me, something that's more important than your daughter and your son and your mama and your wife. Tell me something that's more important than them living and being healthy. Tell me something that's more important than that. Tell me. I'm listening. I'm listening. And he put all of them at risk. And some people did die. The poll numbers should come out and it should be 99% to 1%. That's how that shit should look right now. It should be so bad that we should be saying to Trump, like, the only way you should resign. Because if you don't resign, we know you trying to cheat now. Because you have no way to win, because that's how it should be right now. Man, keep putting it to y'all with no Vaseline, and y'all keep taking it. That's all I got for today, man. This is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And we out.